cold. She got up at once, put on a Bach cantata, ran herself a hot bath, and while it was running, flipped open a little white compact and punched out Tuesday's pill, being careful to lick up all the crumbly parts around the edge. Then she climbed into her bath, letting solitude fold warmly around her with the water. "Oh, Silas, don't you dare spoil things," she said aloud. After which she gave herself up to the pure ethereal Bach, uncluttered by human emotions and soaked for a while in daydreams of possible futures. Silas did not come on Thursday. Gwen frowned, but was not unduly worried. She listened to some Brandenburgs, made herself a radish and bacon sandwich, and translated 30 lines of Beowulf. He didn't come on Sunday either. Her weekends stretched endlessly ahead. Classes had let out for the long Christmas break. "Well, that's all right. I have plenty to do," she said to herself. She made out a rigorous schedule. 9 books to read for coursework, 2 papers to write, and a volume of lay to translate from Old French. For several days, she did not leave her comfortable little apartment on the top floor of a made-over warehouse near the river. How lovely to be answerable to nobody but yourself, to sleep in the afternoons if you wished, and stay up all night reading Boethius, underlining passages of strength and beauty. Tuesday evening, she went to an early movie, hurrying home past the